seems wherever Governor Cuomo goes these days, he's followed by protesters who implore him not to allow hydrofracking in New York. Hundreds gather in the ornate stairwells of the Capitol, where they listen to celebrities and actors like Mark Ruffalo, a.k.a. the Hulk.
If you open New York State to hydrofracking.
Guests attending Cuomo's State of the State speech had to walk a gauntlet of a long line of demonstrators, including folk icon Pete Seeger.
Everybody!
This land is your land, this land is mine.
Yoko Ono came with her son Sean Lennon to try to meet with the governor and speak against the natural gas process that she believes will harm her farm in the Catskills.
Fracking kills. And it doesn't just kill us. It kills the land, nature, and eventually the whole world.
No more delay! No more delay!
While the supporters are less visible, they are equally angry, and they've held their own rallies. They say they can earn money in economically depressed areas by leasing their land and getting higher-paying jobs in the drilling industry. Cuomo, when he took office, said he'd approve the natural gas drilling process for New York if it could be done in an environmentally safe manner. But reviews by his health and environmental agencies have dragged on as deadlines have been set and then broken.
It is a big decision for the state.
The governor has remained neutral through it all, preferring to simply repeat what has become his mantra, that science and facts will guide him.
What I've said all along is I want to take the emotion out of the fracking discussion and substitute facts and information.
The continued low prices for natural gas due to a glut caused by overfracking in other states has also given the governor some breathing room. The lengthy deliberations have caused Cuomo to be labeled Hamlet on the shale in a recent New York Times article. Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, earned the unwelcome moniker Hamlet on the Hudson for his endless deliberations on whether to run for president. Many believe that presidential politics may be playing a role in the governor's protracted decision-making process. Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg, who's also advised many New York politicians, says the public remains evenly split over the issue of whether to allow fracking.
This is what I would refer to as a chief executive, in this case Governor Cuomo's, worst nightmare. Whatever you decide, nearly half the voters are going to be upset with your decision.
That also applies to presidential politics. In order to win a Democratic primary for president in 2016, Cuomo would need the backing of left-leaning celebrities and big-money donors in New York City, many of whom oppose hydrofracking. On the other hand, it would be difficult to win a general election for president if he opposes the powerful oil and gas industry. Fracking opponents are savvy to the political implications of Cuomo's dilemma. They even placed a full-page ad in the Des Moines Register, which Cuomo dismissed.
I'm not going to read it because I'm not going to be in Des Moines.
For now, the governor is keeping his options open. His health commissioner, who has been conducting a review, says he now wants to investigate more studies on the health impacts of fracking before he makes any decision on whether it's safe for New York. On the other hand, Cuomo's environmental commissioner says if given the green light, drilling permits could be issued just 10 days after an environmental impact statement is released to the public. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.